Hey, this is Craig Ferentino, Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Discussions in this show are for educational purposes only. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. United Planners and its representatives do not offer tax or legal advice.
Indeed. And let's not forget the website, CraigJamesFinancial.com. Great information, as well as an entrance way into all the great webinars and events coming away, including one tonight, ladies and gentlemen, at 7 o'clock. The three important reasons why making an annual IRA contribution is so important, and the steps needed to make your retirement contribution. That's tonight. You don't want to miss it. At 7 o'clock, log on to the website. That's how you become involved. CraigJamesFinancial.com. Dow yesterday, a tough one, 530 points downward at the close. Futures up only a couple of points. Was up 120 when we started the program this morning. It's up about 4 or 5 points now. Of course, the interest rates raised, a major cause for the decline yesterday. Here to discuss is Mr. Craig Ferentino from the great Craig James Financial Services, located right in the heart of Melville on Broad Hollow Road. And we say a very good morning to you, sir. Very tough day. We kind of knew it was coming, though. Kind of knew.
Yeah, it only happened in the last half hour or so, but on Jerome Powell's comments, the raise, as we predicted yesterday, Jay, was going to be 25 basis points, and he's going to stay the course. And in the question and answer period, he basically stated that he was close to being done raising rates, and so the markets did react positively. It's a mixed blessing, of course, but the markets. But then Janet Yellen spoke, basically saying she wasn't going to guarantee. This is just out of the blue. It's almost a dissimilar type experience, but it's how things go here. But anyway, so she comes out and says in another, not in the same conference, but independently stated that, well, we're not going to guarantee every deposit in every bank. And next thing you know, then the markets sold off. They heard that. They said, oh, you're not guaranteeing everything? No, that's terrible. So which is a true statement, but that's the timing of everything. And that's how we end up down 500 points in the last half hour or so. So very interesting day. A big swing up over 200, 300 points on the Dow, down 500 points in the last half hour. Kind of crazy, but that's this is swings in the market, day to day noise, Jay. You don't have to explain it every day. We're in it for the long haul, right, Jay? We're not going to do all this jumping up and down every time, but it gives us something to talk about. That said, now let's take a look at. We get some news today. One of the indicators I'm looking at is Darden Restaurants. I don't know if you know Darden Restaurants, but they own something like the Olive Garden, the Longhorn Steakhouse, Yard House, the famous Capitol Grill, very nice place, Jay, if you get to one, Seasons 52. Some of these are not in the, but they're headquartered in Orlando, Florida, founded in 1968. But particularly on the lower end, like the Olive Garden, wanted to see if people still have the money to go out, and it looks like they may be coming in with good results. We'll get that for today. Darden Restaurants reports. We also hear from a couple of others, such as General Mills, Accenture, and FactSet. We also get initial jobless claims this morning at 8:30. New home sales for February, the Kansas City Fed Manufacturing Index. We get some other indicators to kind of give us an idea. Most of these are almost forward indicators, so we'll see how things are looking in the future just by looking at taking some temperatures here. Particularly initial jobless claims will give us an indication of what's going on. We are seeing some interest rates coming down, the 10-year Treasury and the 30-year Treasury getting closer. The gap between the two is looking a little better. Now, what all this means, we don't know, but it is, if you're looking for a mortgage, the last mortgages I'm hearing is like, I was as high as 7. I'm hearing in the low 6s now. I think if you wait a week or two, it might be even lower. So let's take a look at how all that goes in spite of the 25 basis point increase. You know, we have diesel prices coming down, which helps transportation and lower the prices on transportation, but could also signal a weak U.S. economy, meaning, hey, there's not a lot of demand, there's not a lot being transported, therefore. So we're not sure which is which. We have to look at some of the shipments coming into port of the and what's being produced in terms of our own domestic oil. Pet products, Jay, pet products. We don't want to blame our pets. Pets are one of the last things people let go. It's amazing. But we've noticed the pet and pet product index up 11%. In just the last month. So whatever the ingredients are for pet products, depending on what kind of stuff you're giving your dog or cat, has gone up quite a bit. And some people are giving up clothes and eggs so that they could still feed their pet because there's that emotional attachment. But we are starting to see, sadly, a few of these animals start to come bad, which is one of the last things that would happen. So people don't usually do that. And there are plenty of safety nets out there, like shelters and things like that. So we certainly want to help those in this time if people are starting to give up their pets. Now, aside from that, Jay, we're doing our presentation tonight. We'll be at three reasons to contribute to an IRA, Ferrantino 15. Very easy. You just go on our website, CraigJamesFinancial.com. That's CraigJamesFinancial.com. And you go to events, and you just say, hey, I'd like to sign up. You'll get a link. This is how it works. And you just click the link at the appropriate time. Tonight at 7 o'clock. Maybe while you're having dinner, you just put on your cell phone or whatever. You can put me on the speakerphone so your whole family can listen. This is important information. We want to get that information out there. And so that this will help you in the future become less tax toxic. This is going to give you more choices when you do your future planning, which means you're planning after work. I don't like the word retire because it's tired, but future planning after work, we want to make sure we're contributing to it. You could still contribute for 2022. You just need the energy and you need the money, of course, obviously. But the first part is on your half. This is one thing that, just like getting your tax returns done, which everybody is motivated to do, we want people also to be motivated to contribute to an IRA. It's the same thing. May even save you some money on taxes. What we don't know. We'll talk about that. So very, very important tonight, 7 to 7:15, only 15 minutes. If you had dinner ready, you could just join us for some coffee there and or whatever you have at night, so some dessert. We would love to see you there, Jay, tonight. So CraigJamesFinancial.com, that's how you sign up. There is no cost, of course. There never is. We just want to get out there to the public and let them know all this great information.
A little apple pie, if I can say that correctly. A little apple pie with Ferrantino tonight at 7. My dinner will probably be concluded, but there's nothing wrong with a little dessert, a little ice cream. As far as what you need to know at 7 o'clock and how you get on, you log on to the site, CraigJamesFinancial.com, and you will be all set at 7, a quick 15 minutes. But, man, a lot of information, well-needed information. As we march down towards the tax deadline, which is coming up April the 18th. So we're not that far out. Sir, we will be in tune tonight with the apple pie and the ice cream and everything else, and we'll look forward to having you on tomorrow. How's that?
Okay, Jay, thank you very much. Have a great day.